With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like emotions are running the show? Like you're stuck on a roller coaster of feelings and can't quite find the brakes? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And believe it or not, understanding and managing our emotions is actually a superpower. It's something we all strive for, but especially when it comes to raising resilient kids who can handle life's ups and downs with grace and confidence. Today, we're diving into the world of emotional intelligence in children. It's more than just teaching them to say please and thank you, although those are important too. We're talking about equipping them with the tools to recognize, understand, and manage their own feelings and those of others. Think of it like giving them a mental toolkit filled with strategies for navigating the emotional landscape. So, what are some key takeaways that can help us raise emotionally intelligent kids? First, let's model the behavior we want to see. Ever notice how kids are like tiny sponges, soaking up everything around them? Well, they learn by watching us. When you handle your own emotions with awareness and composure, you're teaching them valuable lessons about emotional regulation. Next, create a safe space for open communication. Encourage them to talk about their feelings, even the tough ones. Avoid dismissing their emotions as silly or dramatic. Instead, validate their experience by saying things like, "It sounds like you're feeling really frustrated right now," or "I understand why that would make you sad." And speaking of understanding, let's help them develop emotional literacy. Teach them words to describe different feelings beyond just happy and sad. Talk about the nuances. Are you feeling excited, nervous, or anxious? Helping them label their emotions accurately can empower them to understand and manage them better. Remember, empathy is a superpower too. Encourage your kids to step into others' shoes and consider different perspectives. This could involve reading stories together, discussing real-life situations, or simply asking, "How do you think they might be feeling?" Building empathy fosters compassion and kindness, crucial qualities for emotional intelligence. Finally, remember that mistakes are learning opportunities. When your child makes a misstep, focus on helping them understand the consequences of their actions and how to make better choices in the future. Avoid harsh criticism or punishment, which can damage their self-esteem and hinder emotional development. Instead, guide them with patience, understanding, and a focus on growth. Okay, now let's put all this into action with a real-life scenario. Imagine your child is playing with their favorite toy and another kid comes over and takes it without asking. What happens next? Well, our little one might feel angry, frustrated, or even hurt. This is where emotional intelligence comes in. Instead of lashing out or getting upset, we can guide them to express their feelings in a healthy way. Maybe they say, "I'm feeling really sad because that toy was mine," or "It makes me mad when someone takes my things without asking." By acknowledging their emotions and validating their experience, you're helping them develop emotional awareness and communication skills. Then, you can work together to find a solution, maybe negotiating with the other child or finding a different toy to play with. This situation isn't about avoiding conflict, it's about teaching your child how to navigate it constructively, which is a valuable life skill. Remember, raising emotionally intelligent children takes time, patience, and consistent effort. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. They're not just raising kids who can manage their feelings, they're nurturing individuals who are capable of empathy, compassion, resilience, and strong relationships. That's a legacy worth building. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these tips today. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends, family, or anyone who could benefit from learning more about emotional intelligence in children. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, every day is an opportunity to learn, grow, and make a positive impact on the world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.